Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Joyful, joyful, God, we adore
Feel it.
Feel like I'm performing today. All right.
I'm surprised you guys didn't have a dance number ready for
this. Oh, we should have.
Yeah. Well, this is the Broad City Season 3 after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We're excited to feel joyful with you here to talk about episodes 3 and 4. But first, let's meet our co-host. We've got a new guy with us today.
Hello. What's your name? Yes, I'm just joining. My name is Brandon Marlowe. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BAMARLO.
Awesome.
Hey guys, it's Jay on Instagram, don't_be_jealous, and Twitter is still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, sorry.
Oh, you're totally good. What up? Jeff Graham here. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham, and on Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham.
Yes, and I am Mary Lou Mandel. You can find me on all social media at Mary Lou Mandel. I'm excited to talk about these episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I am the reason that the show is starting late today because I forgot. I couldn't find my wallet. And what is it? It's a Lincoln thing, or is it JPK?
PKW.
Phones, keys, wallet.
Yeah. And the W was missing, and so I was missing.
You're just taking Lincoln's advice.
I was like, I need all of these things before I move on in life. I can't. You got to go by Lincoln's words. He knows. Yeah. He knows. But so we've got two episodes we're talking about today, Game Over and Rat Pack. So Game Over is episode 3 of season 3. Really strong opening again. Really strong opening. Oh, we now learn that Abby is a trainer. Mm-hmm. She's like upgraded to a trainer. She's teaching a swimming class, an elderly swimming class.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I have to say about both of these episodes is I host.
Okay, who knew she could actually sing? I'm so fascinated with how talented they both are.
Yeah.
But I go, in my head, I go, they need to give her an episode where she sings.
Just yes.
It's everything.
Coming. I bet it's
a karaoke
coming.
Episode because she was good. Like, she held a good note. Mm-hmm.
That and vibrato. When they did the musical number, I was like, why didn't she, like, come back in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was expecting that.
Well, because it seemed like she was really singing, and then when they dubbed over for the Joyful, Joyful number, I was like, that would have been a perfect time for her to really sing or to bring in someone.
To be back.
Right, Vanessa Williams is in the stall singing, I shit, so it would have been perfect.
Vanessa Williams in the number.
Right.
Yeah. I interrupted you, Mary Lou.
That's okay. You needed that. That was great.
It was so freaking funny.
And you were
to
like
me.
Holding on to that. I could see.
Do you feel better?
Bursting at the seams to get it out. But the references to Sandlot in that opening is like, I mean, that's like my childhood movie, and to have Squints and then like just like the wink, and it was so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. I never saw Sandlot.
Oh my god,
you should go back and watch it.
Okay,
it's worth it. It'll make you laugh about that reference.
A couple of these episodes have been very referential, either to their past episodes or giving nods to other things.
Speaking of that. I was told by my aunt and her boyfriend who watched us, and they said that the guy who had Boy Bomb was a reference to something that happened. I think it was Bob Dylan. Something happened where a guy came out with Soy Bomb on his chest and he was just like moving.
Oh.
So they were doing a reference to something that happened at a Grammys performance or something. So thank you for that.
We didn't know
the reference. So everything is very referential right now.
That's
so
good. Okay. So everything means something. That's never that random.
Right. Yes.
They're very clever.
That's good to know. So now we're being educated about our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, in general, the show, it just covers so, like, the spectrum of humor in terms of low and high is so, like, big.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina Fey talks about how it's kind of like an improv philosophy that you want to try to address all audiences and, like, meet everyone where they're at. So, like, you could kind of, you know, reach, like, maybe your typical, like, low comedy fan, but also, like, your high comedy fan. And especially with this season, it feels like Abby and Alana are really trying to reach everyone, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
Yeah, it feels like they're trying to bring in a bigger audience, too, and I think that they're achieving that with, you know, the references and the jokes that they're putting on.
And the guests.
The guests, absolutely.
Well, they, one of them said in an interview that the seasons have kind of been, like, the first season, season one, was infant Abby and Alana. Mm-hmm. So everything you see was just kind of very simple, and the comedy was very, like, forthcoming. They made a lot of, like, blunt jokes, where the second season was a little bit more, like, Alana referred to it as being a BK big kids meal, where it's like, okay, it's starting to be a little bit more subtle. I think in this season you see it too, where you kind of have to look for those things or pick up on them,
yeah,
because they might be references to things we don't know, like the boy bomb, and it's kind of neat though that you have to start looking for what they're introducing.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So in the Sandlot, is there a guy that, like, pretends to be dead?
It's one of the most I think it's like an iconic part of film. Yeah, it's he has a huge crush on the lifeguard. So he pretends to drown, and then Wendy Peppercorn, am I getting
it? Wendy Peppercorn.
Okay, so she comes and has to resuscitate. She's like the hot teenager of the neighborhood, and he, like, is clearly alive and well, and he kind of winks to all of his friends. So that's Abby, in this case, is playing Wendy, and Squints is literally the name in Sandlot, Squints. Is faking drowning, so yeah.
She's like, you did this 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Like, next time you do this, I'm just gonna let you die in the pool.
So funny.
It's so great.
I also, as, like, an admitted Abby fan, I love both of them, but I think I kind of identify with Abby. It was so, like, almost adorable to watch her lead the class, and she's like, oh, with DJs now, wick.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, this is hard, is it? This is hard. Let's take it back down to a three. Yeah.
It's just, like, I'm just such an Abby fan. She's just so endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless she's capital A Abby, which we'll get to. Yeah. But
yeah. I love all caps Abby.
All caps,
all caps Abby.
Abby.
I loved her.
I want that shirt for I'm all caps Abby.
Definitely.
It's really great. Like, I mean, there's so many costumes you could have of Abby and Alana, like, different versions of it. You could have a whole party that's themed.
Oh my God, we should have a Broad City party.
Yeah.
I want to be Alana from season two when she had the braid.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's, like, hot Alana.
Maybe I would do the helmet with the hair, the wig. That was
like, that's the braid, just, like, the mirror of the helmet?
She was just wearing in the episode three where she's biking.
Oh yeah, I like it.
I think I'll just wear a dog hoodie.
Wanted to get that for us. I thought that was such a good joke.
Okay, and you say you identify more with Abby, and I think that's why a lot of people are drawn to the show, because they can find something in both of these characters, but it's hard for me to see myself in either of them, but I want to be Alana so bad.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, whoa, I'm not as, like, outlandish in the things that I do, but I sure would like to be. Yeah. And so I gravitate more towards her, because I'm like, she doesn't care.
Right.
Like,
we get to tap into your inner Alana a little bit. Mm-hmm.
I think last week Mara Lou's quote was, I'm more Abby, but I think I'm Alana, was what Mara Lou said, which I think was awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, like, how we are. That's what they were talking about, the Sex and the City characters.
Yeah.
You know, where they're like, yeah, I really like this person, but I think I'm more of a Charlotte, even though she annoys me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nobody wants to be a Charlotte, but yeah.
Yeah, and then that's where she's at. So, speaking of Alana, we find her at work. And I was excited to see her at work because I love her interaction there.
Deals.
And there was an interview that I saw, like, sometime in one of the first two seasons, that she used to work at a living social kind of place. I don't know if it actually was Living Social or something like that, but it is a recognizable one.
Yeah.
And so that's what inspired her, the character working at Deals.
I think they both worked there together, which is awesome.
That's what
Yeah. And so she's there, and the little nerdy dude who works there is, like,
he's strong.
Todd. I told you not to come to work today. I emailed you, all caps, not to come to work today. And she said, I couldn't figure out what the email address was, but it was alanasomething@vagina.com.
alana@mindmyvagina.com.
Yes. Yeah.
But he refuses to recognize
it. I'm an adult, dude.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so great. Like, I kind of want to email that email address to see if anything
what goes
comes
through.
Back.
Let's see.
Like, do you get, like, an auto response?
Oh.
Maybe it's actually Alana's email. Maybe we can book her that way.
Maybe that's the way. And if you guys, viewers, are watching, tweet at Abby and Alana. Tell them to come and visit our show and be part of it and get interviewed so you can get some insight.
Don't they
want to
be with their fans?
I know.
They have to go and sit on these really stuffy talk shows all day and talk about the same questions. But here we can get into anything we want.
Yeah.
So
we
talk
guys.
About what they had for lunch.
Right? Yeah. I don't know if I want to be them or be in them. Like, just have a good time.
Both.
Yes.
And I love that at the end. She's like, I know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we see, of course, Alana always with her fashion choices.
Mm-hmm.
Is wearing a dog hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, this isn't a dog hoodie. It was for dog owners.
And he was in the dog owner section.
Yeah. God. There's like even a hole for a leash.
Yeah. And it's not the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
She's not ashamed to admit it.
No. Three times. I love the hoodie. I thought it was like really cute. When I saw her wearing it, I'm like, if it was just a little bit longer in the neck area, it'd be really cute on her.
Yeah. What I really loved was her solution.
Yes.
Yeah. And what did she do? She just colored in her stomach.
Why? Because that's like the rational thing to do. You're like, okay, well, red, tan. I'm just gonna paint it on. That's all what we should do, but we don't. We go home and change.
Right. She's a fixer. She chose a way to fix it.
Solution oriented.
Yeah.
Right. Solution oriented. She's just like, oh, all right, this is the thing. And then we we get introduced to Vanessa Williams, who is Miss Elizabeth Carlton. The reason they didn't want Alana coming to work today, because they had this really important investor and didn't want her to, like, fuck things up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
God bless Vanessa Williams for this performance.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah. She was really great. Looked fierce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and that TJ Maxx blazer.
Yeah.
Maxinista.
Oh, Maxinista.
Okay, do you guys think they're doing more endorsements? Has anyone noticed this in a few episodes? They have a lot of names now, like Larry and David and
Maxinista.
And so I'm just wondering, I'm like, maybe the show is getting big enough now to where they're getting advertisers to do placement, but they're doing it in a way that's very them, which I can appreciate. Yeah. So it's not like too much just...
It's great. Yeah. It's funny, I hadn't thought of that, but you might not be wrong. I was listening to an interview on Fresh Air with Abby and Alana. I don't know if you guys listen to any NPR stuff, but Terry Gross was kind of talking about what are your inspirations for your show, and obviously it's a New York show, and they said, like, just the universe that Larry David created was, like, a very important springboard for them. Mm-hmm. So I kind of wondered if that Larry and David thing was just a callback to... Because he's one of their comedy heroes.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. So we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves, but...
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's... And that's... If they are doing endorsements, it's such a subtle way of doing it.
For sure.
But it's fun, too. It's like, I don't mind seeing this. Now I'm going to order a Larry and David gift basket because I saw it. But it's one of those things that if they do it in a fun way that's different than just, like, setting something there... And they can kind of make fun of the Larry and David gift basket. Yeah. It's more fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we get... Alana's so excited about Vanessa Williams as, like, boss lady that she asked her coworker to just rub my back. And it's like she's a dog now. She just is, like, in the dog character of the outfit that she's wearing.
Mm-hmm. Hard and fast.
Hard and fast. So then she gets... Like, they have their meeting of the reason why Vanessa Williams' character is there, and they're trying to, like... get some exposure and really jump up business in this company. And so they go into social media, and then Alana is like pipes in and she's like, oh, you guys don't know about like this reference or that reference, or like salad fingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went back and watched it a few times to try and like catch what they were.
I was familiar with all of those. I don't know if you guys...
And these are real. Okay, I thought she was making things up.
I think
that creepy cartoon, right? Yeah. Is that... Okay, yeah, I know salad.
He,
I don't know if that's the same one.
Rusty spoon.
he has like these creepy... Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's cool.
Okay, so that's my homework after this day. Mm-hmm.
Look up all the videos.
Well, maybe. I don't know if I would actually recommend salad. I feel like salad fingers is like the interesting thing. Like, if you're a 12-year-old kid, you're like, whoa, the internet's crazy. It was like flash cartoons, you know?
And her line, how old are you guys? Like, what grade are you in? Like, that's like the question she's going to ask all these 20-year-olds, or I guess 20 and 30. I heard 35 really loud.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny that she's just, she knows these really obscure things that probably like a tween should know, I guess.
Yeah. Totally. And so then what happens is Alana gets upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
She gets a promotion to run the Twitter account because they want to have this fresh take. So already you're like, this could go all sorts of ways. So before Alana starts to go out and flesh out the Twitter account, let's go back to what Abby's up to.
Mm-hmm.
So Abby's at work and they're in the locker room and she opens up her locker. She's got like pictures in there, like it's like high school. It's a vision board, she says. And, you know, that they just like to zen out in there. Like, that's what grounds her.
Well, if I were there with Trey, I would too. I mean, he is just a beautiful man.
I didn't know where that came from. I was like, oh, okay, so he has an amazing body. Okay, cool. It was fun to see.
Totally, guys.
Did you guys notice that he had a Zach Braff headshot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a callback. Remember last season, he goes, I'm kind of bummed too. I just threw all my money to his Kickstarter.
You're so right.
Okay,
oh
so I'm
gosh.
Like, okay, so this is a joke from a while ago.
That's
where he's
brilliant.
Like, I'm bummed out. I gave a lot of money to Zach Braff's new Kickstarter. And I'm assuming that's what he got was a signed headshot. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm so happy. Because I paused it because I wanted to see what he had it on his zenning out vision board, and the Zach Braff thing caught my eye.
That's brilliant. I'm so glad that you caught that.
Good for you. Way to do your homework.
Yes. I mean, it was just like a fun catch.
So funny.
Yeah.
Super fun. That's great. And so we see that they kind of are already starting to have their connection, which maybe leads into what happens in the next episode with them. But more than before, they're starting to
I'm definitely shipping Train, Abby. I don't know how you guys feel.
I'm into it. I wouldn't... well, yeah. I'm into it. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
But I like Trey. Like, I like the episode where they found out that he did porn. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, I just think he's a fun character, so I'd like to see him introduced more, because we have Lincoln for Alana, and that's a really dynamic relationship that they have, and I think because Trey and Abby are so different, it would make for really good
TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree too. And then but we find out everybody, it's like a co-ed locker room. Everyone's naked.
Which I couldn't do.
Poor Abby, I could not do that. Just awkward.
Could you do that?
Yeah, I'd be fine.
You'd be like, no reservations about it. Just like into it.
You grew up working theater stuff, or like, you know, I've worked in burlesque shows. I'm just like, oh, you just gotta get moving. Right, whatever. Who cares?
Oh, see, I'm like fine being naked, but I feel like I would be hurt. Like, there's just too many people and like too many body parts all like in that vicinity.
Just from a germophobia standpoint, I don't know if I'd be able to do it.
Everybody was really helpful, though, helping, like, pick up the supplements.
Oh, yeah. I know.
See, that's too helpful. Uncomfortable, because it's now just like...
And then what do you do with those supplements? They're on the floor. I'm like, wouldn't you just call the new Abby to come sweep them up with the pubes?
Totally.
New
Abby. But then, so we find out that today is with the Solstice Games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that they're about to weigh in. Mm-hmm. So they're passing out razors in case you need to shave off the pubes.
Oh, and how funny is her comment?
She's like, that's where the pubes came from.
That's where the pubes came from.
I laugh so hard when she gets one razor and then goes in for like a handful of them. Like, what? It was just a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that too, and I was like, oh, no, all right.
Yeah.
I just like, this season is really building a world around Solstice and what it is. Like, I feel like in season one, it was just Abby's gym. But it's becoming more and more of, like, a universe. And, like, mm-hmm. I feel like there are rules, and, like, we're learning the culture of the gym.
Yeah.
And even just, like, having them all change in the same cubicle, I don't know what you'd call that, is, like, such a subtle way to characterize all the trainers and just the weird culture of what Solstice is and Solstice Games, of course.
Yeah, that's required.
I say all the time. Like, if one of my friends is doing something, I'm going, that's not very Solstice of you. Like, it just doesn't matter. Like, they could take the menu from me or something. And just, like, anything it is, I'm like, that's not very Solstice. Because anything that interaction you see there, it makes no sense.
Right.
Like, the woman from the last season who we all thought had cancer and really just, like, wears the turban for, like, no. So, it's really interesting to see her at work now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And that there's, like, all ages there, and all the characters are really interesting, and then we get a little bit of this character of, all caps, Abby. Mm-hmm. You know, because she's like, oh, it's, like, a competitive thing. My nickname was Tanya Harding.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if this is something that I can participate in. He's like, oh, you're gonna be fine. It's mandatory. So, we're going to move forward with that. Did you guys think, like, what did you guys think was going to happen at this point?
I just knew it was going to be great. All of Abby's strengths as a character come from, like, the corners of her personality that she's afraid to explore, like Val and, like, all caps Abby. And, like, I love Abby, just Abby, but it's so fun that, like, three or four times a season we get to explore just these weird pockets of, like, her id that are just so great.
These little offshoots.
So when I knew that all caps Abby was going to show up, and we've seen it a little bit.
Yeah.
I was just so excited.
Yeah, I was happy.
This was my favorite acting that she's done, Abby, to this point. And we kind of mentioned it. It's one of my favorite episodes that they've done in the entirety of Broad City. Mm-hmm. And just to see her physicality when she's on the field and at this point, like, learning this information... I'm like a secret competitor too, so I was like, I relate to this. Like, I would want to kill people on that field if I'm not winning. So I'm an Abby now.
Yes.
Like, that's I realized that now.
It
did, it locked it in, and I thought she just did a great job with this.
Yeah.
I just love that all caps Abby, the acting and the way that they do these, like, extreme things is still so subtle. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing is so over the top that you still can't enjoy it, or it takes you away from the story that they're trying to tell. Like, when she threw her phone. I mean, I don't know how many times I've, like, wanted to throw my phone and then thought in advance, like, but then I'm gonna have to go get it.
Yeah.
But I just like that, like, her intuition was to throw the phone and then realize immediately before it could hit the ground, she has to go get it.
Yeah, I definitely have an all caps Mary Lou.
Yeah.
It's definitely
And that
there.
Is a good name to have in all caps.
Oh, yeah.
Those are, like, bold, hard characters.
Because there's, like, eight characters. Right. So it's, like, not, like, a mini name.
They know, they're like, oh, my God, she is all caps Mary Lou today.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's a thing. it's a thing, and it's like people are just like, you just don't want to talk to that girl.
Okay, you're gonna be all caps Mary Lou. I'm gonna be bold Brandon. So yes! It's like when it's bold, you know, you're like, oh, you don't want to go so around hard. Him today.
There are no adjectives for Jay.
I need to think of something. I'll think about it during this, and okay. I'll try to come up with one by the end.
Right. We'll get shirts
because we need two of them for you guys.
Yeah,
I'll just wear just like a shit.
Oh my god, it's so good. I want it on a ringtone.
Yeah. And so then these girls, this is where in this episode their stories collide, right? And they're Ilana's calling Abby to ask for like permission to use a picture for the Twitter account, and she's like, wait, I can hear your teeth grinding. You're at a competitive event,
yeah.
And there's like this reference to, was it August 4th, 2002?
Mm-hmm.
Red Rover. I'm so glad later that they showed it.
Oh my god.
I was so happy.
It was a payoff, yeah.
Because that's the thing, like with a UCB training. So, like, if you bring something up, like, you have to, like, now you have to know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to show this thing. Like, what is this thing? So, I'm really glad that they pulled that back. But my favorite part of that conversation, she's like, where are you? And she's like, I'm at that park where they stole my sandal.
My other sandal got sold.
Oh, my other sandal.
Where's the first one? I don't know.
And it's so great. And then that's where we get the I shit, you know, because they hang. She's like, all right, I'll be there in a minute. And then we find out Ilana was just in the toilet and singing her. She's like, kumbaya, like shaking something.
And then she's like, not only shitting, but she's locking. She's taking her helmet off. I just like that she's singing everything.
Yeah. But like, that was a cool moment that Vanessa Williams like comes into the bathroom afterwards. So they're trying to keep them apart. So they didn't run into each other. But we see that Vanessa Williams is also a I shit singer.
Did anyone else enjoy Alana's conflict with washing her hands?
Yes.
Oh, she looked at it and she's like, no, never.
Can't be bothered.
Oh my god, it's
the
so
lack of
good.
Conflict there.
I like that they show things on screen that we all think about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't put it in like a judgmental way. Right. We're just like, that's us. No, we're not going to do that right now.
Yeah.
In general, the show's just super non-judgmental, which I love. They never really like put value statements on what the girls do. They just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was actually another interview with Abby and Ilana on WTF, Mark Maron's podcast.
Do you do anything besides listen to interviews?
I drive a lot, you guys. It's just, they did a press tour.
Really
the free part.
Yeah, it's the west side. Yeah.
But they were talking about how they want to have gay characters, but not say like, oh, these characters are gay, or like have like whatever. It's just people are people, and they do what they do. And I love that about the show, for sure.
Yeah, they're super good. And then we get into the games here. So we catch up with Abby in the games, just all capsing it out.
Oh,
like,
God,
they're tug of war, right? They're tug of war, and then like they win, the team she's on wins, and she just bends over and she's like, you guys will line up and eat my ass one at a time.
Yeah. I'm selling
red
tickets.
Yeah. I'm selling tickets, and like they're like, is this real?
It was that chest bump thing that she was doing to herself, too.
It looks
really
like a whale
that.
Coming out of the water. Did anyone else say, I'm just like, she looks like a dolphin or something.
So
yeah.
Great. It's so great. And
okay,
then, but,
do any of you have that friend who is an extreme, and then they take it to like the next extreme, and then just like, oh, now it got uncomfortable.
You're like, come on.
I think I'm that friend.
Because I like that. Every time I watch a show and there's that moment, I'm like, okay, that's the threshold that they know that they're hitting, where it's like, okay, it's hit or miss now, and now it's like pass, and now everyone's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that I love when they do that, because it speaks to like everyone's group of friends.
Yeah.
And everyone has that one person who's just like, oh god, they're getting there.
Yeah.
They're gonna make it uncomfortable.
Yeah, so and then that's where like, so Ilana's trying to calm her down by like holding her and like whispering like, vanilla candles, Bed Bath & Beyond, when it first opens, because like, we know Abby loves Bed Bath & Beyond.
BB&B.
Yeah.
8 a.m. She knew.
She knew it, so it calmed her down. But then she jumps into this like American Gladiators, like the Q-tip fight thing.
Yeah.
And of course takes it too far, because I was like, oh no, this is gonna be awesome. Because there's no way she's just gonna have like a fair fight. She's she's gonna beat the shit out of this girl.
Yeah.
Do we know her name?
I was trying to find... they didn't say it in that episode.
All I can think of is her big tits. That's
just
what she
swinging.
Said. Yeah.
And she's like coming out stretching. I didn't... And she was in the next episode and I was listening for it,
she's
but
great.
I don't know. She was great.
Yeah.
She's
nice
great.
Addition,
and
y'all.
I feel like that she's going to keep recurring, because now she's got like a thing for
Abby. Well, I feel like they have to even it out, because now that Ilana no longer has a job and has Nicolette, whatever, her princess, yes, thank you, to kind of bounce that back and forth with, now that Abby is in the gym with a lot of other employees, I think there's so many possibilities for what we'll see her interactions like.
Yeah, and I love her. You think there's going to be like an issue? I don't know, we'll get into a prediction later.
Okay.
I have something for that.
Okay.
Oh no, the drama! The drama! So, but we see her beat that up. The girl is like, oh, you know, like, she's not even mad. She's like, oh, that was... Mm-hmm. I could got my eye on you. Yeah. That was great. That was great. So then we have the guy that she works with is telling her, like, hey, you know, don't worry. This happens to all the new trainers. It's just don't take steroids. But if you're going to,
yeah,
then what is it? Mix it with something else?
Take this and this much.
Yeah, so your balls don't shrink, but for you, it's just going to make your tits really hard.
Which is great.
Yeah. Which is a good deal, by the way. So great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But then she wants to sprint home.
To Queens.
She's so energized. She's just like, I gotta go do it.
Yeah.
She's all Caps Abby, man. She's amped up.
She's all Caps Abby. And I love that because when they show that later, the flashback, she like does kind of the same thing.
But that then, cold clothes, whatever, the tag.
Yeah.
Well, I know we'll probably get there, but yeah. Gosh, it was great.
Mm-hmm. It was so great. And then, but before we go there, well, I guess, yeah, we could finish up that storyline. So she sprints home. Alana goes to work, but we'll talk about that in a second. So there's like two really strong endings in this episode. So the first one that we can talk about now is Abby's ending, which was that the flashback to 2004, mm-hmm. this Red Rover thing. She goes in, she beats up the other kids, she's biting them.
Yeah.
And then she runs and they're like, she's a climber. Like, I love this found footage kind of thing.
Yeah. Like Blair Witch.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. Through the forest, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And nice casting too of like baby Alana. Mm-hmm. There was a distinct moment when she looked at the camera and she did an Abby face.
Yeah.
I said Alana, I meant Abby.
Yeah.
It was really props to them for casting.
Yeah, they did a good job. I can imagine that's like maybe her niece or something.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
And if not, good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and what a fun character to play for kids who kind of go through the acting circus where it's very regimented. I imagine working on that show, you have a lot of like, run. We don't care what you do.
Right.
Just run.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a fun thing to do when you're a kid and be able to be on screen and mm-hmm. portray those types of characters.
That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not structured.
Yeah.
And then the wrap up to Alana's story is that she gets back to the office, she's fired because she tweeted something about a horse and some bestiality. She's very defensive of it because she's like, the guy was getting.
The guy was getting penetrated.
Okay.
He wasn't penetrating the horse.
Yeah, and it was like to promote a colonic.
Right.
Right? The logic's there.
Uh huh.
But the common sense is not, right? Or, you know, the
anything,
modesty.
Yeah.
The modesty. But so she gets fired and she's like, my blood, sweat, and farts were here. And I'm going to go talk to mom. And she goes to talk to Vanessa Williams. She says, no, you're definitely fired.
Yeah.
You're definitely fired. And then there's
I was surprised by that. I thought she was going to stay. I thought they were going to fire Todd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought she was going to get another, like, upgrade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now she's gone, which makes me so sad because some of my favorite moments are her deals.
I know.
No, she's going to find something new and wonderful.
I stapled all those papers, Todd.
Yeah.
I specifically asked you not to do that. Like, there's so much, like, good interaction.
I had a good one. I'm hardly making any commission, which is saving the company money.
Yes,
like, oh, it's that rationale that she gives. Like, yeah, it's true. She's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's dedicated enough to come every other day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Can we call this Alana logic or illogic?
Illogic.
That's what we call it.
That's brilliant.
Hashtag illogic.
Hashtag.
If you're watching our after show, hashtag illogic. Thank
Love
you very
it.
Much.
But yeah, that's just like, logic is a word, right? Or logical.
Yeah.
So yeah, drop the O and you've got Alana's logic.
Oh,
thank you.
Logic. Good job.
Nice
good job.
Well
good
done.
Job.
Yeah.
So everybody at Deals is so happy to see her go that they break out into song and dance.
Not just song and dance, but
gospel.
Joyful gospel. Yes.
Yeah, with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh my God, I was really excited when I saw that.
Yeah, whenever I saw the nun character, I was like, is that going to be
oh,
where
it
Alana
is.
Comes back in? Like, I thought she was going to come in and start singing, and they were going to be like, no, like, go. Like, mm-hmm. get out of here. But it was Whoopi Goldberg. Much better surprise.
They're doing so much. I mean, the show is getting so big with endorsements and all. Now I guess they can
yeah.
bring on stars. But to have Whoopi Goldberg there reprising her character of Sister Mary Clarence
yeah.
from Sister Act in Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. Like, that's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She doesn't do a lot anymore.
It's so deal, deal.
It's a deal. I was so into it. And all, like, the 90s garb. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
It was perfect. I mean, like, it wasn't over the top. Like, it was, these people were still very average-looking people. Like, it was just perfect. It was so great.
It reminded me, too, of when Abby comes out to Edge of Glory. Like, they opened the show when Bevers
uh-huh.
wasn't there. And
yeah.
the show does that so well where you're just, like, in that moment. And we've all danced to Lady Gaga Naked Through the House,
yeah.
right? So, I mean, it was just, like, this ending. I was like, oh, okay, like, I get the reference. I love it. It totally fits. Like, it's just, you're just feeling, I don't know, it's a good energy to end on. It was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really loved that. So, I was quite happy with episode 3 season 3.
Me too.
So then that moves us on to episode 4 of season 3, which is Rat Pack.
I have to drink so much water because I'm smiling so much. I'm like, so my mouth is drying out. This is the only show I've ever recapped that I'm like genuinely smiling the entire time. And then I'm out there laughing so hard. So I'm like, sorry, everyone. I'm
just that's totally great. And thank you to the people who commented on the last episode saying that you enjoyed, that we enjoy the show so much. Like, because you can tell, like, we
love
this show.
We do.
So thank you for commenting. Make sure you do subscribe to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube and also on iTunes. Keep it going. Give us all of the stars and all of the love, and we will keep giving the love to you. right? Yeah? Okay, so we got Rat Pack. We open up with this cool, like, POV footage. Did you guys know, like, it was a rat? Did you guys feel that that's what they were getting at? I felt like it was kind of obvious, but then I was hoping it was a poltergeist.
Oh! Maybe episode 5. Yeah. We'll see. I think there were some, like, squeaks. So, like, that was what clued me in.
And the title kind of gave the
rat pack. Oh, yeah. I didn't know the title until afterwards. So.
Okay. You wouldn't have had much time to think about it, because as soon as it comes crawling through the first scene, she screams at it. So, and then New York is just infested with rats. That's a real thing.
Yeah,
I've heard that's a thing. I've never heard
that's not like
New York,
an overgeneralization. No, there are rats. Yeah. There are for real rats. I went twice for the first time last year, and every time I saw a rat, it was like a unicorn, because you hear about these rats.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, I saw a New York rat.
The NYRs.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Nice.
That's how I feel about LA and bed bugs.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah? I feel like that's like a thing.
I've never seen a bed bug here. There's no wood around, so I'm SOL.
No, but I've just known so many friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it in the valley, though? Is that why?
No, it's in all areas all of town. All areas of town. Maybe yours next.
Bev Hills got bed bugs.
I know, yeah.
Don't curse us.
Just don't buy stuff on Craigslist. That's all it is.
I only buy things on Craigslist.
Spray it down, then. Spray it. You're like, nothing with upholstery.
Yeah.
Wrap it all in plastic. It's great. Just like real life. Wrap it all in plastic. Mm-hmm. So we get to the exterminators there, you know, and he's like, great, he's gone on to another place, a better place you don't have to worry about. He's like, oh, you got him? And he's like, well, he's like dead in your wall. But he's gone, you know. And then it cost $400.
That was my favorite, like, showdown.
Yeah.
Just seeing them and not say anything. Yes. Like, what are they expecting? It was very reminiscent of when they had the locksmith come from the last season. So, and he just stood there. I mean, it's just, the acting is so good in this, and so, like, the smallest things, like her head tilt, very quickly. It was so good.
It's my new negotiations. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Let me see your negotiation face.
That was great.
That was good.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to watch this episode over and over just to get it down.
I need you to train.
Yeah.
I think one of Abby's Tinder dates showed up in the chat roll. If you guys want to look, they're commenting really nice things.
Oh, yeah? Oh. What are we saying here?
We can get why. We'll get there.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Maybe they're just referencing that Tinder date, thinking.
Maybe that's what they're doing. They're not just
trolling.
Okay.
And if you want, that's fine too. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
You're spending time with us, so it doesn't really matter what you're saying.
You clicked play.
We just want validation.
Thank you.
Any kind.
Any kind, good or bad. We're not picky. So we get, what is Ilana's roommate's name?
Jaime.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him so much. So they're there. They have to pay for the $400. And when they're outside, we see there's like a gift basket from Harry David?
Larry David.
Larry and David?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like they take it, you know, because you get a gift basket in your front door. There's no card or anything on it. I guess you can assume that it's yours. Right?
Yeah. I would take it.
Yeah.
Am I the only one with a conscience saying no?
Clearly, I would have taken it.
I would have taken it probably. It looked nice.
No shame. Hashtag illogic.
Well, if your Larry and David gift basket gets delivered to my home, I will make sure it goes where it's supposed to go.
Only after
these three, you're out of luck.
Yeah.
Don't send it to me. I like olive oil.
Whoops, I didn't see that. You know, you can have, like, Amazon packages like disappear all the time.
Yeah,
you know, people's apartments.
Well, they really good insurance, so I never worry. I'm like, I don't care who gets that. I'll get another one for free.
Yeah, totally, because they always cover it. Like, I've had so many packages stolen, but Amazon is wonderful, and they just fix it for you. It's great. Harry and David, not so much.
Larry.
David.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
You know, the gift basket.
They're not endorsing us, so.
It's like, I got the budget, like, endorsement. Like, no, we have to, like, cover it up. It's not Coke, it's Moke.
Yeah.
I did love, just real quick, that she had $400 just sitting right by her doorway, like in a box.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
There was no going to the room to fetch it. It was just like, well, it's right here by the door, and here it is. Like, it was just $400.
She didn't count it. She just kind of looked at it like Rain Man, like, it's about $400.
We did learn in this episode, though, that Abby does keep things in very specific places.
Uh-huh.
If we're going to talk about that montage, that was beautiful.
It was great.
Yeah.
Alana.
Did I say Abby?
Abby.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You love Abby 24/7 on your mind.
Abby Jacobson is the problem.
But yeah, that montage with all the marijuana.
So great. So
okay, funny. Did no one think she was going to take one out of nature's pocket?
Oh, I thought so. Only.
The entire time I was just like, where is the balloon from nature's pocket weed, like your stash? And not at all. I was disappointed.
A little disappointed. You're right. Yeah, it should have been.
I mean, she found one up her nostril, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
The vagina, as we say, mm-hmm. was ignored.
It's a website for her email address.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they come up with this solution. Oh, okay, so we have the gift basket, and they're, like, rationalizing.
Yeah.
You know, the illogic.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaime and illogic that it's from his parents validating him for coming out. And he's like, oh, and it came out a few months ago. And she's like, a few months ago.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so then they decide, like, okay, so how we can utilize this. He's like, let's spread the love and have a party to share this gift basket. And then she's like, yes, and let's make money off of it. We'll charge people a cover charge over a gift basket. Like, how much stuff is in this gift basket?
That seemed very New York to me. I don't know. Like, I have a few friends who live, and we'll talk about it. But I'm just like, that seems like something, if you're really trying to make rent, you might do.
Yeah.
Like, we'll charge you cover to get into this thing. And of course, I stay home all the time, so they're not getting my $10. But
yeah.
But if you're going to do it, it's going to be with a Larry and David gift basket.
Yes. So that's the scheme. That's the scheme. So let's get Abby into it. She is at a party, another like solstice event, and she's like in a regular dress, and they kind of look at her a little funny because they're all in their uniform. Like,
but
they
so
look,
cute.
She's so great. Adorable. She looked great. I love her. Mm-hmm. She's like, I need a drink, right? And what are they drinking? Like,
kombucha.
Kombucha.
Alcoholic kombucha.
But don't take that. That's her thing.
Kombucha. And then it was like, we're bringing back that girl from the last episode. Yeah. Like,
and her eyes are still a little red underneath, which I like.
Really, really great. So have you guys ever had, like, do you like kombucha?
I've never had kombucha.
We're very not LA.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I like it.
I love it.
I only drink kombucha and I only eat kale. I'm just very healthy.
Yeah. I mostly only eat In-N-Out, so. Okay. I guess that's equally LA, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of LA. Like a different type.
Type.
Like, you're not going to the gym.
Yeah, exactly.
With, like, supplements. Yeah.
Right.
You're in your car all the time and you eat In-N-Out. Like, how are you not a bajillion pounds?
You know.
I do. Good metabolism.
He burns a lot of calories laughing.
I burn a lot of calories. Exactly.
Watching Broad City.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, watching Broad City. So she's like not having a great time at this party. We find her in like this back room and she's just like pounding these kombuchas and like knocking over the Clif Bars. And then we've got a friend come in.
Yes, we do.
I loved this scene.
Good old Trey.
Yeah, I loved how this went down because like they're just drinking. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to judge you. I'll just join in. I'm game. And when he said that, I was like, oh, something's going to happen here because it's like he like liked her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's something more than... When he said that, like, so I think he had a caring for her before, but now that she's a trainer, it's opened it up a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then they end up starting to make out, right? They're drinking, and they're like, ha ha, laughing, leaning, which I've never had that happen. Like, is that a
you
thing?
Haven't? Yeah, no. All the time I'm on a stability ball, that happens to me.
Yeah.
If someone's laughing in my face, it's probably not going to lead to me kissing them. Yeah. So.
It was definitely
Jeff was like all the time.
No, it was definitely like a drunk. You could tell the alcohol fueled what happened.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm shipping them really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see Travi happen. I don't know how you guys
Travi.
Feel
Travi. You were on it.
I like that he texted her. Like, I thought that was, I think he's so endearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so is she.
She is. And I think that's why they're good together. But when he texts her saying, sorry, I got too naughty. I hope everything's okay. I'm like, God, he's always concerned about her.
Yeah.
Like, it's cute.
What's interesting is I didn't even think about this possibility ever happening until this episode where, like,
really?
I really not at all. Because other shows, the show goes about it in such a different way where you just don't think about these relationships happening. And I was like, actually, I wouldn't mind them together. Like, I like that idea. With other sitcoms, you're going to see, like, this building. And I didn't get that from this at all.
Yeah.
It really did surprise me. And I was like, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you're okay with it.
But isn't that kind of why it works? Because it's... everything about the show is more natural and organic, mm-hmm. and you don't expect them to be together. Yeah. And they are.
Yeah. But so then she, in reaction to this, is like, I need to make out with somebody right away. Like, right now. So, like, we get her over to the party. And she's like, oh, she's like, not you, Alana, like somebody new. And then not you, Jaime, like somebody who is actually attracted to girls, yeah. right? And so she decides to go on Tinder. Like, have you guys ever used, like, online dating apps?
Never.
Yeah, I've got like a 2.5 year girlfriend. So yeah. that's enough time that it kind of preceded the uh-huh. app dating culture.
Yeah.
I know the swipe, I mean, there's so many jokes about it, but I've never used it. No.
Yeah.
Don't know it.
I've been in a relationship for 5 years, so back in the olden days, we didn't have access to apps. Like, people were still using actual websites.
Yeah, well, I have a similar situation. I was in a really, really long-term relationship, so in, like, the past year, I've become single, and so, like, I was like...
Do you have Tinder?
People are like, you gotta sign up for this, you gotta do this. So I was like, no, like, I'm not there yet. So I didn't yet, okay? But... my friend was like, she wanted to sign up for this other one called Bumble, which is like the girls initiate it. Girls initiate the conversation. So I was like, you know what? Fine, let's do it. And then I was swiping through. The third picture in my history of online dating at all is a picture of my old roommate, and I'm in the picture.
Oh my gosh.
Like, my ponytail is in the back. It's like a picture from a party, and I was like, the fuck.
Okay, I'm excited about Broad City, but I'm more excited about this because I don't love anything more than taking over someone else's Tinder or like, I'll be your Bumble branded. Like, let me do it for you. Can we do it on air?
Yeah, we can do it next time. I deleted it, but we'll set it up for next time. Because I was like, after three, I was like,
too creepy.
It's like really fast.
Brandon will resurrect it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Make it happen. I don't love anything.
No, what I want to do is kind of let somebody just take it over completely for a day.
I would like to. I'll do it free of charge.
Okay. Free of charge. Okay.
You're welcome. He's working for free. He's like a lot.
Okay, we can make that happen. So we get all of her little Tinder dates on here, and that's what Jeff's reference to the person that was in our chat room.
Yes.
Because they're interesting little characters. And she doesn't even realize that she could have said no.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She could have just said no. Mm-hmm. So then she wraps it up. And we find out that the rat is still alive, but just has babies.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's just a single woman.
But trying to make it in New York City.
Trying to make it in New York City.
Only Abby would, like, become the rat. She's like, I am the rat.
Alana.
I did it again.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you guys. What does it mean? But, like, so Freudian. Yeah.
Maybe. Only Alana, though, would, like, just for her to, like, make that a social issue, it's just such... such a logic. Mm-hmm. It's so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to wrap it up now. I'm really excited to see what happens with them next. Got a quick prediction?
Yeah. I'm thinking Abby and Trey. I'm thinking Trey.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. I think Abby, if not with Trey, it's going to be somebody consistent as a boyfriend for her.
All right.
I have no idea. And that's what I like. I like that I don't have any idea what's coming next. So I'm just ready. They did say in an interview that I listened to after In and Out on my way home that if you watch a season sequentially, it makes much more sense than the past seasons. You could just watch whatever episode.
Right.
And this one you have to watch together. So
I agree.
I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. I feel like Alana is going to have a feud with the friend at Solstice.
That'd be fun. Alana will.
Yes. Okay. Alana is going to have a feud with Abby's new friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can see it.
And
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. She's inserting herself.
Yeah. Because she decided what it was. She wanted to be inside.
Mm-hmm. Inside.
Yeah.
All right.
She
awesome.
Likes insertion.
Thank you so much, guys, for watching our second after show for Broad City, episodes 3 and 4, season 3. Jeff, tell us where we can find you.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Please continue to do so. I'll step back from the mic. That was a little loud.
I love you, Abby.
I know. Gosh, come on. You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham and on Instagram at Jeffrey Crane Graham.
Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at @don_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, and then on Twitter, @still_jealous.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @BAMARLO.
And I am Mary Lou Mandel. You can find me on all social media at Mary Lou Mandel. And this month on my YouTube channel, I'm releasing a video every day. I don't know what it is, and that's where
commitment.
You can come in.
Yeah,
that's where it can be one of the days. So I was like, yes, let's do this.
Uh-huh. Smart. I'll do it.
All right. Then where's our music?
I was going to say.
Where's our outro music?
Should we sing the Joyful Joyful?
I think that's great.
Oh, don't get me started.
Please.
I'll do it.
Joyful,
Lord, we adore thee.
I wish
it God of glory, Lord, alive.
That's all I know.
That's all I got.
We give it to producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.